The night was cold and long. Homeless neighbors huddled around small trash can fires and whatever other resources they could gather for heat. The wet streets snapped as buses and Lyft drivers hustled riders to work. At this hour, day is attempting to break forth, but the sun stands little chance against the clouds. Dreary and sopping, sinister forces are at work, hidden in the shadows, plotting mayhem and destruction. They cannot sleep unless they do evil. Their deeds are about to be unmasked by persistent and perceptive scribes, griots of the dark hearts. They are the mystery writers from Five Points.
I think they're ganging up on me. Three of them in the studio this morning. Patricia Raybon, Francilia Belton, and Robert Justice have all published mysteries centered in Colorado. The studio ain't hardly big enough for y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man. Let me start with the professor, Patricia Raybon, award-winning Colorado author, essayist, novelist, who writes books at the intersection of faith and race, Double the Lies, set to release next February, a sequel to her 1920s mystery, All That Is Secret. By the way, recognized by PBS among the best mystery books of 2021. Her heroine is Anna Lee Spain. Patricia, who is Anna Lee Spain, and what is Double the Lies all about?
Anna Lee, she's a Denver girl.
Okay.
And she's been away. She's a theologian. She's young. She's been out studying in Chicago and got a call from a cryptic telegram. As I say, there's no other kind.
1920s. Cryptic telegram. Mm.
To come home and solve the murder of her estranged father. She's a Sherlock Holmes fan, Steve.
Mm.
So she channels her inner Sherlock to come home and see if she can figure out what happened to her dad.
Anna Lee Spain, the heroine in All That Is Secret, and the next sequel, Double the Lies. Why mystery? I know you as a journalism professor at the University of Colorado for years, and so you've gone to making up stuff. Pursuing the facts, you're just...
Well, you know, what Walter Mosley says, Steve, is that mystery, murder mystery, lets us wrestle with the uncomfortable things that make us uncomfortable even more. And so murder mystery is not about murder. It's about motivation. And I'm curious about that. So I love the genre, and I thought I'd give it a try.
Great to finally get you over at KUVO to hang out for a little bit.
Thank you.
To your right on the radio is Francilia Belton, who is writing short stories and a reader first and a lover of mysteries. How did you get into this scary form of work?
I would say that... when I was younger, I used to watch like the Alfred Hitchcock shows and things like that. So I was always interested in mysteries like that and the short form, because those were only like a half an hour. And so you kind of like get in and out of the story. You don't really have time to draw out and figure out things. So that's why I write short stories, because I think in those short forms, I'm in and out.
Francilia Belton, one of your stories is in this collection called Denver Noir.
Yes, it is.
We know Manuel Ramos, so some great stories. What did you find in Denver that was scary to write about?
Well, I chose Five Points because I knew that it was the Harlem of the West back in the 50s and 60s. And actually, my story isn't scary. It's tragic. I use Akashic's book's definition of noir, because they published the series, and their definition was stories of tragic, soulful struggles against all odds, character slipping, and no redemption in sight. And so my character, Morgan, is a trumpet player, and he just really wanted to be famous, and he made a lot of bad choices to get there, but he wasn't like a bad guy. He just made mistakes that ultimately made him make bad choices. So
Francilia Belton is in the collection Denver Noir, and it sounds like you're tapping into those motivations that
yes.
that reveal something creepy going on in there, right?
Right.
The choices we make. Okay, now to your right on your radio, one more. Robert Justice. What's your real name, bro? I just...
You know, that's a secret for a whole other conversation.
It's Noam de Plume, Robert Justice. In your book, They Can't Take Your Name, what's the storyline?
There is a brokenhearted man who has lost his wife, and he is renovating the Rossonian in Five Points to try and distract himself from his grief. There is a desperate daughter who's trying to free her father from prison. Her father is Langston Brown, who has been wrongfully convicted of a horrible crime, and he has 30 days to live.
Okay, refurbishing the Rossonian, wrongfully convicted. This sounds like it's ripped from the headlines.
It is, and oftentimes we think of crime novels as set in New York or Chicago or L.A., and what I love about the three of us is we're shining a spotlight right here in Denver, this beautiful place to live. But let's peel back the layers a little bit and ask, is everyone living beautifully here? And fiction is a great way to do that.
Robert Justice, Francilia Belden, Patricia Raybon, is there a writing circle, or are you the inklings of Denver mystery here? How do y'all get together? Is there a meeting? I want to be there.
Well, Manuel Ramos might have been the person who introduced me to a group we are all in called Crime Writers of Color. And that group was founded by Walter Mosley and two or three other
Kelly Garrett, Gigi Pondian,
thriller and mystery writers. And that turns out now, Steve, there are something like more than 300 crime writers of color in the group from around the world, and that's our place of meeting, our meeting place. Robert, well, you can describe it for me, Robert. Robert hosts the podcast for Crime Writers of Color. I mean, it's a fascinating group because there are people there from all levels of the genre, thrillers, yeah, mysteries, and it's just all about inspiration every day of the week.
Lots of inspiration in the headlines, man. There is so much around crime and podcasts and storytelling. And so it's a podcast?
Well, yeah. CrimeWritersOfColor.com. If you go there, you can find the podcast. You can find all the books of these over 300 authors around the world and just discover more. If you want your bookshelves to be as diverse as this beautiful world we live in, CrimeWritersOfColor.com.
Francilia, Morgan is your protagonist, I guess, or main character, trumpet player, mm-hmm, and we're surrounded by musicians here, KUVO, trying to be Music Central, trying to bring together musicians and the community and the culture. So what a perfect mashup. All right, tell us about how to connect with your books. Where are they available? Starting with you, Patricia. The next one is called Double the Lies. Where is that?
They're available at wherever bookstores are sold. That's what authors always say, but it's true.
Yeah.
And if it's not there on the shelf, ask one of the salespeople.
Right, right.
And, of course, all the online outlets, libraries, book clubs, they are out there. And we invite everybody listening to open those pages and see how crime writers of color wrestle with issues that challenge us all.
Some of your notes in Denver city history, particularly of the 20s, yes, the Klan involvement in city government, it's all in there.
It's in there. Denver Public Library, Steve, has their Western history collection digitalized now. Remember the old microfiche days?
Sure.
Now you just go on the internet.
I see you there running through those microfilms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have oral histories. There's a Colorado newspapers, historicalnewspapers.org. Just put in a keyword and a name. There was a paper called The Colorado Statesman back in the 20s. Mm-hmm. African American newspapers settled in Five Points. And of course, in contrast, the Rocky Mountain American, which was the Klan paper. There was a lot going on.
And you can
on.
Find copies of that
All
down
of that.
There. Wow.
Just online.
Francilia Belden, where do we find Denver Noir, and what are you up to next? What's your next big idea that you're willing to share.
Well, Denver Noir can be found at all available bookstores as well. And I'm currently working on more short stories that are going to be centered in Five Points. I already had one that was in Festive Mayhem 2, and that was in 1961. I had that one in Five Points, and my most recent story in Festive Mayhem 3 is set in Five Points. I did that in 1967, right before the Black Panther Party came to Denver. It's not all the way about the Black Panther Party, but it's about the uncle in the story who wanted to bring it here, but tragically he didn't get a chance to do it. But as we know, the Black Panther Party came anyways. So.
Good historical fiction. These are stories from the community. You all, I love that y'all are digging this up. RobertJusticeBooks.com.
Yes,
how old is this? They Can't Take Your Name.
Came out last December, so not a year
old.
Yet.
Brand new.
Brand new.
It's brand new. They Can't Take Your Name, and it's available wherever.
Wherever fine books are sold.
And we'll do everybody's website. You're RobertJusticeBooks.com and the Crime Writers website again.
CrimeWritersOfColor.com.
CrimeWritersOfColor.com. Let's dig into that. I found yours, Francelle.be.
Yeah, you can actually just go to FranceliaBelton.com.
There you
It'll
go.
Take you there. Yep.
Way to go. And PatriciaRaybon.com.
Yes.
Look at you all. It's all ready for the for the 21st century.
Trying to be.
Oh, thank you so much for dropping by and sharing some stories about sometimes things go wrong.
Yes.
And these writers are there to tell the story. So it's coming out, y'all. You can't keep it a secret for long.